we're going to pass it back over to my colleague Marzia, who's also here with a panel of experts as we're marking the anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution back in 1979. Marzia Salman believes that the ceremonies that are taking place today are not just about marking this day, but it's also about people renewing their allegiance to the revolution.
Well, Bardia, it's interesting to see, of course, again, it's 10 o'clock in the morning here in Tehran, and the sheer numbers that are on the street already. So we'll be keeping our eyes on this event throughout the country. And of course, our cameras, Press TV's cameras, are not only in Tehran, but throughout the country. And you'll be looking at live footage from various cities across the country, north, south, east, and west. And we'll leave our viewers to judge for themselves. You're looking, as we speak, live images, split screen there from Tehran and Yazd, as people, as I said, throughout the country are gathering on this, the 36th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. And very, very happy to have a wonderful panel sitting here with me as we're looking back at events that happened 36 years ago and also the significance of that event, the victory of the revolution today and in today's world. And this is what I want to look at now, Sayyid Hosh Cheshmi. If we look at what happened 36 years ago and we look at where we are today. Now, prior to that, going back to the streets of Tehran, Sayyid Marandi had talked about the effects outside of the country. I want to look at certain aspects of that. Right now, we know that Iran, with the sanctions and also are in the process of the talks with the P5 plus one, with the nuclear talks. Now, with these six powers that they are talking to, do you think that there is a difference in the way that they look at Iran, the Iran of 2015, than perhaps even 10 years ago or 20 years ago? And how does that affect in general as far as these negotiations that are going on?
That takes me to a second part of what I was explaining at the beginning of the program.
Okay, well, perfect. That just yeah. worked out perfectly.
What has confused the United States is that whenever they, on such occasions, like International Courts Day rallies and February 11 rallies, they come with their eyes wide open to see and to measure this threshold of tolerance of the Iranian people to see if they have managed to gain any kind of success in exhausting the Iranian nation. They see there are more people out in the streets, and they have rather this has rather confused them. They're confused to see that the more pressures they exert on these people, there are larger numbers of supporters for the Islamic Republic, and that's number one. Number two, as Dr. Marandi was explaining, what has made them feel terrified in the last 36 years is the discourse of the Islamic Revolution, which has been spreading throughout the world. And we can see that ISIL is growing in the region, and the United States and its allies, the countries in the West and also in the region, it's that the so-called coalition against ISIL, they have failed in doing anything, but the only country whose policy and whose allies have succeeded in defeating this terrorist group and terrorism in the region and pushing back, it's been Iran, and its Islamic Revolution ideals, causes, slogans, and with like justice, standing for justice, standing for your cause, defending your nation, defending your religion. These notions have spread throughout the region and the world. So this makes Iran more powerful. This makes the Islamic Republic and its clout and power throughout the world, especially in this region, more powerful. When you are negotiating with a country, if it has power in many different aspects, then you have to come along or come into terms with the conditions of that country. Unless that country and that regional power, which is growing into a world power, is a major threat to your interests. That is the main conflict between Iran and the United States. If the nuclear deal is not resolved, That's the problem, that the United States feel animosity towards the Islamic Revolution and its causes and the Islamic Republic. They want to contain the power of the Islamic Revolution and Islamic Republic. So they cannot come into terms with Iran. No matter what Iran does, no matter how many goodwill measures Iran takes, they will not accept an independent regional power.
Mm-hmm.
But the larger the number of the people in the streets, surely in any other country it's like this. The more powerful that ruling system will be in all on all scenes,
okay,
on the international, in the world.
Well, Said Mazlumi, expanding on that premise, I want to look at the alternative that the Islamic Republic came up with, or Imam Khomeini, because when Imam Khomeini came and he said basically one of the main slogans was not East, not West,
yes,
but Islam. How does this fit in the whole political paradigm that, as Sayed Marandi was talking about, it was the first time, it was either basically you fit into the Marxist aspect or the capitalist system or liberalism in general. But here, there was something else that was offered. And not just, as you said, not just religious, not just praying five times a day and fasting,
yeah,
but also a political solution. How significant was that then and now as far as offering an alternative to what many would have said that would be the status quo from before?
As Dr. Marandi mentioned, that at that time we have just two answers for a need. Any human being needs a society to be governed in a system, and we have just two types of systems to govern a community, even in a country or any other states, that we need to have, and sometimes they go to the West and sometimes they go to the East. There was no other solution for the people to have the answer for this question, how to rule their life. And by Imam Khomeini, and let me say the successful example of this idea. It cannot be that just it is a theoretical, it is a book, it is an idea which expressed in a book or in some lectures. It happened in Iran. And I think it is very important that after three decades that you can see, oh, this system can be continued and it can go further and further and it can achieve some goals that it said in the beginning of this movement. So here, Imam Khomeini expressed a new solution for this need. And it said, not East, not West, and we have another solution, it is Islam. In the beginning, it was some challenge for the people, and let me say, I think many superpowers and arrogance think that it is some words that cannot happen in the reality, but Islam, as a social answer for this need, come to the streets, come to the governing, the power, and it began to solve some problems. We have two problems, I think, at that time. Sometimes you say, we want to be religious. They say, oh, it's okay. They have you some, give you the right to have some personal aspects of religion. We say, no, we have some religious, but in this religion, it has some social aspects as well. They say, okay, but the question was, how we will have this social aspect of Islam? Will be there any, when one clergyman, for example, he is the ruler and he will decide for everything? It was no. A new doctrine for political system appeared here. It is something that we have, the Republic and Islam. It is, I think, something new in the theoretical point that we can find here. The first that we talk about Islam, the second we talk about the Republic. When we go to the Republic, it goes to the democracy. It appeared, when you go to Islamic Republic of Iran, every position, for example, even the leader or the president, all of them are elected by the people. The president elected directly by the people voting, and the leader is elected by experts who are elected by the people. So indirectly, they go to the people. So democracy appeared here. And in the other side, we have a religious system. It means that Islam, as a basic for all rules which we have in Iran, we have in parliament or any other place, we should consider them, they should be according to Islam. There is no differences between our Islamic rules and what we have in Holy Quran and the revelation of Prophet Muhammad. I think here appeared a new type of ruling system which considered the democracy and Islam as a religion, as an ideology, which appeared here. And nowadays, it had a very successful history, more than three decades, when we achieved some goals. At that time, I think we cannot even imagine about it. When we go to scientific points, that you can find just in this less than four decades, Iran got to some high-level ranking in nanotechnology, in the satellite, or many different aspects. So it happened, and I think it is the major threat for Western countries that they saw, oh, there is a new solution for this need. And I think it is more important for them than to have Iran in its borders, for example, to surround it in Iranian border. No, it is because this call is not just for Iran. And there is no need that we attend other countries. As you see, during the history, we never attacked any other country. We never go to other country to have make it physically. But it happens when you have a new idea which can be believed by people, and they find their needs in this call, so people will follow it. And it was, we see now they happen in other countries, even on countries in other continents. Mm-hmm. They follow Iranian revolution.
Okay.
And sometimes you cannot find what happened? Why? Because it was something to answer the real need and nature of human being, and it was by Holy Quran which happened.
Said Marandi, when we, again, looking at that not East, not West, but Islam, and you, of course, having been in the West, and you know that in societies such as the United States, that one of the main aspects of it, they talk about it all the time, is the separation of religion and politics, and that these two absolutely cannot mix. With that being the premise for them of the foundation, and they have worked on that aspect a lot in dealing with the Islamic Revolution, how significant is it that 36 years on as our other guests had talked about, that Iran has shown that it is a viable alternative, that effect not only in dealing with political thought, but for the people of the world trying to look at another solution, perhaps, to their problems or their way, because we've seen lots of movements in lots of parts of the world, East and West. How significant is that aspect of it?
One of the problems, I think, that we have in the world today is that, again, it is assumed by many Western intellectuals, as well as some intellectuals in the non-Western world who look very much to the West, that any legitimate thought or any theory that is worth pursuing at the practical level must be somehow Western. So the Western experience with the church is somehow taken as the experience. In other words, if the church, for whatever reason, and the history between the church and the state in the West is a very complex one. There are many different countries, there are many different variations of Christianity.